Well, hello, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You guys, I'm so excited because it's Wednesday, my favorite day of the week. Why? Because I'm hanging out with you guys, my sweet friends. I'm so excited all over the world. You guys rock. Again, I can't thank you enough for helping make this show one of the number one top shows around the world. And that's a lot. That is a lot. Over 1 million listeners worldwide. Come on now. We're streaming live on over 110 live streaming networks, including iHeartRadio. And we're on Alexa. Hey, Alexa, play Gina's Radio Chat. Bam, here we go. Google Play, hey Google, play BBS Radio, station number one. Bam, we are on. Then you can download the app. Take us everywhere on your phone or on your pod, on your tablet or wherever. And here we go. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You never know who's going to be joining us live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You hear my Google Play, it's playing. It's playing something now. But you never know who's going to be joining us live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So I thank you guys for tuning in and joining us as always. All right, we got a great show today. I'm so excited about it. We got Karen Kendrick on. She is, oh my gosh, she has an academy and a school. We're going to talk more about that. I'm excited about that. I think it launched today, one of them. And so this is great stuff that we're going to be talking about just after my own heart. I just love this whole concept and all of it. So we're going to be talking more about that. And you know my girl, comedian Gina G, is going to be joining us with the trendency and what she say. So she's going to be joining us. And also we got DJ Dave Spivey bringing us house, gospel house mix today. You know, I live for that every month. So I'm excited about that. And then my girl, Minister Nicole Atkinson, she has In His Presence segment. So we got a full show. We got a lot of inspiration. We got a lot of dancing and having a good time. We got some information and some motivation and some encouragement. If you got a dream, you think you got a purpose you know about, this is a show that you want to tune into. So go and tell your friends all about it and come back. All right. Right after this message, we're going to take a sponsorship break, and I'll be back with Ministerial Moment. You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right. Listen, my ministerial moment of the day is this. I know that we've come into this point that it might be kind of hard for people to actually be able to surrender all to God. This is really the time that we should. If you are assuming that you know what is best for your life, for this nation, I really, and for the world, for America, for any country, I encourage you guys to really, really seek God. This is a time that you need to press in and really just strip yourself of your flesh and allow him to lead you in the way that you should go. This is really a time for that. We've been wandering around in this wilderness. We think we got the answer and we don't. We need to know God's truth. We're debating on things of our opinion, what we know, our limitations, and we really need to seek God for his truth, because the Bible says the truth will set us free. Well, I believe that the truth will set us free. I believe that God is able to free us from all unrighteousness. I believe that he's able to free us from all of our opinions that hold us bound and captive and keep us from flourishing and flying and soaring and the things that are so much more that he's already ordained and purposed and planned for us. I believe that this is a season and a lot of dreams have just gone watered down because of fear of the unknown, fear of, you know, what we don't have, what we should be doing, what we think we should do. What are people thinking? What are people going to say? What if I don't have this? What if I don't have that? And all of the ifs, and what about this and that? And all of that is just really killing the dream of God that God has for you, killing the purpose that God has for you. I just so thank God that his purposes and plans, you know, they return to him non-void. But how long are we going to live in a wilderness of not knowing what all has been purposed to us? How long are we going to be wandering lost and blind and listening and taking orders and instructions from everybody else but God? How long are we going to be blind? How long is the blind going to lead the blind? How long is the deaf going to continue to lead the deaf? How long are we going to leave him out of our everyday living? How long are we going to take for granted the breath, the air that we breathe, the light that we see, the rest that we have opportunity to have? How long are we going to leave him out? How long are we going to believe what our own intellect and leave him out of that? Didn't he give you your brain? Didn't he make your brain? Didn't he make and create you? Didn't he give you life? Didn't he give you breath when you woke up this morning? How long are we going to leave him out, wandering in the wilderness, holding on to false gods? God has shown me a vision about how the Israelites, when Moses went up to the mountain to get instructions, he sacrificed and went up that mountain and to get instructions, not only for him and his family, but for everybody. He climbed that mountain, and while everybody else was down waiting, supposed to be in a wait with provision, food and water and company and supporting each other, Moses went up by himself, believing that he was surrounded and in the presence of God, protected by God. He trusted and went up that mountain by himself. We don't know the conditions of that mountain. We don't know if there was mountain lions, if there was, you know, what kind of animals was up there. We don't know if the ravens was trying to eat at him. We don't know if he slid down a couple of times and thought he was going to fall off. We don't know nothing. But try climbing up a mountain without any equipment like we have today. He climbed up that mountain. And I mean, maybe the mountain wasn't like that, but in my head, I think of the mountain of being rocks and, you know, trying to climb up. That's how I picture it. Okay. Even if it was a valley mountain, even if it was a mountain with just grass, it's steep on those mountains. I've gone my trail walking up a mountain a couple of times in California, and those mountains are steep. What rocks and pebbles and hot and bees and ravens and all of that. What we don't even know what he went through and endured to get to that mountain just to get instructions. But we don't want to do that. We have a problem with waiting. These people waited and they kept saying, what's taking them so long? Did anybody say, I hope he's okay? I didn't read nothing about, is he okay? All I kept reading, all I've been reading through the years is, he's taking too long. Where is he? We need somebody to lead us. So we're going to go ahead and make a fake. We're going to take all our gold, all of this, and we're going to make a golden calf. Forget God. Where is he? Moses didn't even come back. So I say all that to say that while we're so accustomed to thinking that we're so brilliant and so smart, and we know everything and need to know everything, it's time to trust God. It is so many things going on in our world, okay? We have to trust God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We have to learn how to support one another, encourage one another, and have a compassion for one another. Because I believe that if they weren't so selfish and worrying about them, instead of saying, God, I pray that Moses is okay, I believe that they would have got the comfort that they needed and that they would have been able to be still and know that God is who he says he was and Moses would have been able to come down the way it was intended and give them the instructions that he climbed up that mountain by himself to get. Some people are willing to die so much of their flesh that their yes is yes and amen to God. They will go wherever they need to go. They will say wherever they need to say. And they feel like they don't have the support. But let me tell you something right now. God is with you. And there is more for you than there are against you. I'm talking to the Moseses. I'm talking about those that have done the stripping and allowed themselves to die of their flesh and to go where God has told them to go and to do and say and believe by faith without counting their bank account or what's in their pocketbooks or in their bag. They know that God will supply for everything that we need. He's not talking about rent. He's not talking about car payments. He's not talking about food. I mean, he sent a raven to feed Elijah. So it's not like he's worrying. He feeds the lilies in the valley. He took care of the people when Jesus was speaking to them and multiplied the fish and the loaves of bread. So he's not worrying about the little issues that we may be concerned about, like food and all of these other things that they are essentials. But let me tell you something. He specifically said, "Be anxious for nothing. That don't worry about what you eat and what you wear." I mean, Jesus didn't even have a place to lay his head. And when we put the priority is in kingdom, the priority is God and what he's telling us to do. Our priority is to be obedient unto death like our Lord and Savior. And if we seek him first, all things will be added onto us. And so that's where we need to be in our walk with the Father. We need to surrender everything, because what we've been doing, good people, is not working. It's division, it's hatred, it's racism, it's everything under the sun. And we all saying all of this and preaching the gospel and calling on Jesus. And we don't even like blacks, or we don't like brown, or we don't like white, or we got this hatred against this one or that one against that one. And this one don't, this is my God and not your God and this and that. It's just ridiculous. So I feel like if there's anyone listening to me and you're wondering why you keep going around the mountain and things are not breaking through like you thought they would, and it seems like things are getting worse because of this pandemic, it's time to surrender. That's basically what I'm saying to you. Be like Moses and give it your all. If you got to go by yourself and be isolated for a season, then do that. But go get your instructions. Go get your instructions from the Father who knows best, who knows every hair on your head, that created you, and everything that's about you, he knows. He's omnipotent and omnipresent and omniscient. He knows everything about you. He knows the beginning from the end. So whatever you're going through right now, there is a beginning that is actually your end, that he already predestined for good and not for evil. For he knows the thoughts and plans that he has towards you, and it is good. So I want you to be blessed. Don't run anymore to the idol, the false god. Don't run anymore to your limited understanding. You are limited, and it's okay. Go to the one that knows everything. He will supply you for what you need. It's okay to be childlike and don't know. Okay? I don't know nothing myself. I walk like that. I know what I know, but I don't know everything. And guess what? I don't have to know everything. I want to know what he wants me to know. So when I need it, I know that I have it. Does that make sense? So many people looking for stuff and they don't even need that right now. What they really need, they're not looking at or learning about. It's time to grow and mature in the things of the kingdom. On earth as it is in heaven. All right. I love you so much. You got a purpose and plan for you. I hope this motivated you. Yes, there was the Israelites that made the golden calf. It wasn't a pretty picture. God wasn't pleased. Moses wasn't pleased, especially because he climbed up that mountain to get instructions by himself. He came down thinking that he was going to have people, thanking God. Oh, he made it. Oh, what did you bring us? What did God say? And excited about what God, what thus say the Lord. Can you imagine that? I tell you, it's just time for us to grow in the things of God. All right. And time to live in your destiny. Live. We talk about it all the time. Live whole, live whole. Live in your destiny, and God is going to provide for you everything you need. All right. All right. Now, this is it. We got to move on with the show, but this was good. I hope and pray that this blesses somebody. All right, now we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to go right to my friend Karen Kendrick. I cannot wait to hear about this. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Steve Green. You can find me at greenlines.com. I want you to know that I'm a big fan of Dr. Gina's, and she's blessed me so much over my years. We've had a very good godly kingdom relationship. I've had her on my show, the Green Lines podcast, many times. I always love having her back. She's a great guest. And I'll tell you what, you're going to learn a lot from her radio show. So don't just keep her to yourself. Don't just come on and listen to Dr. Gina. Knock on a next door neighbor's door and say, hey, you got to tune in Dr. Gina. Talk about her at church. Talk about her in the hills and the byways. So I know you're going to learn a lot from Dr. Gina today and every day. And now I'm going to just turn you over to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Dr. Green, love him. All right, Karen Kendricks. I love her. She's here today. She is the founder of Pace School of Arts. Love that. Kendrick Academy. Love that. Welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat, Karen.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Girl, I'm so excited to have you. Okay, first and foremost, this is a big deal to me. Tell us about Pace School of Arts and Kendrick Academy. How did you come up with this? What was the moment that the vision came? I want to just hear the story. Walk us through.
Sure. So the Kendrick Academy is my organization, and we actually have a partnership with K.R. Pace Elementary School for the Arts, School of the Arts, wow. Which is an elementary school in Clayton County, Georgia. But the beautiful thing is we're able to partner with them because everything is virtual now. The
right.
Kendrick Academy started actually in 2010, and we were in place. And am I echoing? Am I doing something wrong on this end? Are we good?
I don't know, Doug. What's happening? She sounds good to me, but I don't know what the man saying.
Hear me?
What is this?
I just want to make sure I'm not, girl. I am not technically savvy sometimes, so I just want to make.
Well,
sure
you
I
sound good to me. Go ahead.
Okay, so, so we started in 2010 with the Kendrick Academy offering drama, dance, music, offering live events. We had just come off of a trip to, I think, a group of students to China as part of Bliss and Feet Center for the Arts, which was my nonprofit organization, to do, like, a cultural exchange. And so the Kendrick Academy just kind of naturally grew out of that, and we were going really strong. And then I moved to Los Angeles, and the programming had to change. Something that I own that I didn't do well was I didn't create a succession plan. So when I wasn't physically there teaching classes, the enthusiasm kind of waned. And so I was like, okay, note to self. You know, you have to build as a team, not as an individual. Everything can't just be on your back. So that was a lesson that I learned. So I came here to L.A., based here, and continued to grow as an actor. You know, my career began to kind of take off. I was able to do, you know, more film and TV, and it was great. But something in me just could not let the academy go. I loved pouring into students. I loved serving my community. And I was just grateful for the platform and the opportunity to do it. So during the shutdown, I was actually working to build an educational platform for a studio. I had no idea that I would go back into, you know, the offering the Kendrick Academy. And I was building this platform out for them. And it turned out that they were like, you know, I'm not really sure that we want to take this on and do it in this way. And something just clicked. And it's like, you know, you spent months building this for someone else, but why don't you do it yourself? And and I was like, yeah, well, that makes sense. So I did it. You know, I just, I got started. And I was like, well, we have the organization, we have relationships, we have now the students of our, some of our, the children of some of our former students, which is very interesting.
Wow.
They're all grown up now, right? So they're all grown up now. They have families of their own, and they're bringing their children to us. And we started out saying, okay, well, we'll offer these classes. I didn't want to make the same mistake twice, so I reached out to my colleagues who are brilliant. Each one of them brings something that I don't have, which is exciting for me, because they are experts in, you know, like our on-camera teacher is, what is the television, is an Emmy Award nominee.
Oh, wow.
I mean, can you imagine, right, Kelly Jenrette, so can you imagine learning from, you know, a master of the craft? And so we have people who, like Jenny Tritol, who is incredible with screenwriting. She does television writing. She does improv. She's been, you know, rocking the improv world since I've known her for about 7 years. And then Shaysha Putt, who ran a clown school. So these are people who, like, this is what they do. And they are gracious enough and just awesome enough to come and offer that through the Kendrick Academy. And so together we formed a team. We believe in creating the whole artist or nurturing the whole artist. So it's very much about the work, but it's all also about who you are. Having been in Los Angeles for years, all of us understand the importance of being able to navigate in this space. And it's not just talent, it's character. Right. So
wow.
We say everybody at a certain point, everybody has talent. We build character. We want our students to know who they are, whose they are, what they bring.
Come
and to
on.
Never discount or apologize for any of it. So that's what we're walking into. And I'm telling you, God is blessing it tremendously. I feel like every day, like he literally blows my mind with a new partnership, a new sponsorship. People are reaching. I had someone inbox me and say, do you have a scholarship fund? I say, you know, actually, I don't. That's a great idea. They say, do you want to start one? I want to start one. I'll be the first person to donate. We'll establish. And that is the kind of stuff that's happening, happening with the Academy. So, you know, I'm just trying to remain vigilant, open, faithful. I am certainly encouraged and excited. Something told, I feel like the Holy Spirit just placed in my heart to reach out to one of my colleagues yesterday just to say hello. You know, and I did. And she was like, you know, it's so funny. Teenagers have been reaching out to us for classes. And you have this academy. I can refer them because she works with adults. She doesn't work with kids. She was like,
right.
I can refer them to you. I was like, and that was just on a prompting. And just,
well, because
you know,
this thing is so virtual, sister Karen.
Yeah.
This is so virtual right now. This is such an opportunity. Because it's not,
yeah.
You know, the schools have taken the arts out. They don't have a lot of schools that focus on, you know, the art of acting and performance and things like that. I mean, and if they do, it's such limited funding that they don't get the full experience. You know what I'm saying? So you can have a wonderful singer, actor?
Like musical theater.
Yeah, but
musical
what is the person called that's in that? Am I making up a word today? I'm known to do that sometimes.
No, it's okay. Like a thespian, a wonderful thespian, someone who studies theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so I knew it was a word. I just went, Gina, and I know you laughing at me back there. I know you're laughing, but I don't make up a word every now and again.
That's creativity.
Anyway,
we'll take it.
Yeah, listen, and it's so many people, they have the talent, but they can't get the full, you know, from the training or, you know, even the props and stuff, the element yeah. of just the performance because of the limited funding that's now in the school. So be able to mm-hmm. have this, all of this expertise to know how to navigate, as you will, mm-hmm. with what you got. You know what I'm saying? You're yeah. not in front of me, but I can still tell you that you can do these techniques and that technique. You know, they might not be getting that in school, or they may might not have mm-hmm. that option. So it's just such a dear thing to me and my heart. And I'm so glad mm. that you're doing a scholarship funding. I just see God expanding this thing to, girl, you're going to be having fundraising with the elite people. You're going to have some mm. of the A-listers that's going to want to get a part of this. They're going to support this. I'm talking about people like Denzel and stuff like that. I just see it. I just could see wow. it so clear thank as you. Day. It's just so clear to me. I just see the whole venue. I see the tables. I see them sitting there with the glassware and the somebody donated their time and gave you such a good look. I'm speaking it like it actually happened, because that's the way I see it. Mm-hmm. I see some people coming to you and actually donating and giving you discounted prices on your first event, and that you're gonna have you know like it's gonna be nice and people are gonna be dressed up and it's just beautiful, and they're gonna be writing you checks, girl, for this school.
Amen. Well, I receive all of that, and you know, any opportunity to expand how and what we are able to offer in service to the next generation of storytellers, of content creators, you know, I'm for it. So that would be awesome.
Oh, man, we just believe God for it.
If anyone is interested in checking out our programming, thekendrickacademy.com is our website. We are about 3 weeks into our first 10-week session. We have kids who are writing scripts. At the end of this 10-week session, they will have completed their first script, which is, to me, really exciting. And we have some really great
goodness.
Opportunities on how we can share those. So, yeah, it's, you know.
Oh, I was going to say, can we see stuff? Oh, I was just going to ask you that. You're going to have something, an opportunity where people can actually, you know, they can do something with in front of me. Because
yeah.
I volunteer. I want to do it.
Yeah.
I want to volunteer.
Yeah, you'll be able. So we started a YouTube channel, Kendrick Academy TV. There's a link on our website. And right now we have story time that we've uploaded. But we are looking to be able to include our students, performances of our student scripts on there in the future. So we're really excited. We have an exciting partnership that we're now planning to announce next week. That will help us. And it's kind of like what you're talking about. It's on that scale of partnering with an organization that can help us just take things to a whole new level. So
it's about to go down. It's about to go down. Okay, I know Gina has something to say, but I wanted to tell you this real quick. I'm going to give donation right now from Dr. Gina's radio chat. I want you to write a script,
oh, wow.
a 30 to 60 second script, and I want to play a commercial.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
I'm going to run a commercial.
Awesome.
You go ahead and record you a 30 to 60 second commercial, and I'm going to play it for the Academy, and it'll run. I'll give you 6 months, and then we'll go from there.
Thank you so much. Thank you
yeah.
for that.
Yeah, you can do
that
it.
That is awesome.
So I know you're not tech savvy, and neither am I, so I understand the pain. I do. I'm trying to learn so bad everything.
No, we'll
I'm
do
trying.
It. Hey.
But
that's why
get
we
somebody,
have great teams, right?
Yeah, get somebody to know how to do it, and you got it. There's an opportunity there. I would love to do that. Gina G, what do you think about this amazing this?
I think she is amazing. Okay, I have just women, period. I don't know what it is, you guys. Right now, I'm just so in love with just women and listening to God and moving according to his will and how easy it comes, you know, once you – you know, surrender and you let him take control. So, I mean, I've heard everything you said, and I really just want to say thank you. A lot of guests, I just tell them thank you because you're doing such good work. You're doing work that needs to be, that's needed. So I really just want to thank you. And just like Gina said, just keep going. I just see things going so big for you guys. And with the scholarships and people not knowing what's going on with schools and stuff, you guys are still giving people hope, you know, and I think it's amazing. So I just want to appreciate, you know, just tell you, we appreciate everything that you're doing for the community, for your community, for everybody.
Man, for the arts, I'm looking forward to seeing some of these people on stages and in movies and on Netflix and on Hulu and Juju and Boo Boo or Lulu, whatever's coming up next, girl. You never know.
Y'all know she don't know no name. Y'all know she don't know no name.
It's a lot of channels that's coming up, girl, right now, that it gives so many more opportunities for people to have their art on, you know, display, which I think is such a wonderful thing. It used to, you know, the industry used to be so dominated, you know what I'm saying, by just the networks. Mm-hmm. But now with this internet, mm-hmm. I mean, everybody can have a show and anybody can get their work out there, which I think is great because it is billions and billions of people worldwide, and it's enough eyes to put your stuff in front of. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's, I love what you're doing. I love you, Karen. This is so beautiful.
Thank you so much. And thanks for the opportunity to talk and share with you guys. I appreciate you sharing your platform with me and with the Academy. So thank you.
They're going to do great and mighty things. God is with you and God is with them. And that same desire and hunger and appreciation for the will of God is going to just trickle down to each and every one of them. And they're going to go forth and they're going to let God order their steps and lead them every step of the way. And doors are going to open. I just speak that over each and every student and just their parents getting a relief, knowing that their children are getting that artistic energy release from being a part of your academy. And I just thank God for you that he continues to continue to give you the peace and the joy in what you're doing, and that it will never be a burden, that it will always be full and freeing, and he will continue to send you help in the name of Jesus all the time. You're just the staff and all, girl, just gone. I already see it already happening. It's a done deal. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
Thank you. So on Instagram, we're at, well, first of all, just thank you. Like, I don't, that is incredible. That is amazing. I say yes and amen to all of that. So thank you. Thank you for that. We are on Instagram at the Kendrick Academy. My personal account is at Karen, K-A-R-A-N, like a country Karen, Karen Kendrick Official. We are on Facebook at the Kendrick Academy. And you can always go to our website, www.thekendrickacademy.com.
Love it. I want you to do a drop for me. That's 2 seconds. Doug will take care of you.
Of course.
I appreciate you. I love you. And I'm going to stay connected because I want to just see everything just blow up and just more and more students coming and getting blessed and just going and doing a thing. I love this. I love it a lot. All right. And don't forget the 30 to 60 second commercial. Thank you so much, Karen Kendrick, for joining us with the Kendrick Academy. I'm just so excited. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you. All right, Doug, he's got it. All right, Gina G with the Trinity. I say Gina G with the Trinity. I say what you say, she got the Trinity. I say what you say, she got the Trinity. She got the Trinity for you and me. I say Gina G. Go ahead, girl. I said, go ahead, girl. I stumbled. My rap got
just
short.
Tell the people. Y'all know Gina is going to come up with whatever word is on her mind at the time, but we all should know what she means. At this point, we should just know what she means, so we just going to roll with it, okay? Because the Thespian, it got me this morning. I said, what is she trying to say? And, you know, I had my phone on mute, and I was looking for my phone when I put the groceries down. And I'm looking, I'm like, let me bring the phone. So I can tell her it's Thespian. Okay, let me get this. Let me tell y'all something. Ain't nothing better in the morning after telling him thank you is laughing. Okay, laughing is definitely the next best thing. Okay, well, let me get into this tea. And I'm going to make it just about one thing. We got one cup of tea. Let's just make it one cup of tea. And the one cup of tea is going to be the debate. And the only reason why we can only have one cup of tea is because that's all that we can have. So right. I don't want to give y'all too much because I know y'all watched what I watched last night.
And all I'm going to say is that was the best comedy show. Let me tell you something. I don't know any other headliners, and I've been in this business for a long time, that can do a stand-up set like Donald Trump. Let me tell you something. Just pray for America, please. Pray for America, because we definitely need help. Gina, I couldn't believe the thing that was happening during that debate. And I want to say this. One thing I didn't really, I couldn't believe, was how much the language, okay? The language, both of them, I mean, they saying stupid. I mean, they saying all kind of stuff, right? Then the recap with all the anchors, you know, on MSNBC. And, I mean, everybody was just using words. And I'm like, when were we allowed to talk like this? We are not allowed to say these type of things, you know, presidential and on scene. Like, I was... Gina, I'm telling you, that debate is one for the books, you guys. I just need y'all to just pray for America. I know your country is in need, too. I know it's COVID-19. I know everybody needs prayer. But if you can throw in 30 more seconds of prayer for America, because we need
it. Gina, when the CNN guy said this was a hot mess, he said this was a hot mess, a garbage in the pail, and a train wreck.
Honey, one lady said this was a FH show, and I was like, I can't believe. And this is on the news. This is about president. I mean, the world has just changed so much. I really don't think anyone touched on any point any of the questions that was asked. I'm not sure if anybody answered any of the questions. But what I will say, and what tells us a lot about this president, is how low he will go, is to speak about another man's children. And that's where I was just like, you know what? This is ridiculous. You know, and I want to say I love Joe Biden. I don't know if you were planning on voting for him before or not. But for that man to look at the camera, because he was talking to us. My husband noticed it as well. While the debate was going on, you know, Trump's talking to Biden. He's talking to the mediator. Biden always made sure he spoke to us. He looked in the camera. He spoke to us as a people. And when he looked at that camera and said, just like other families and someone you know, yes, my son was on crack cocaine, and he is recovered, and I am proud of him. And I look up to my son. Gina, that right there, that took the whole – I don't care what else they talk about. I don't even care if they talk about – I don't care what he do. He can drop 3 bombs. After he wins. But him making that statement like that really, really touched my heart, Gina. And I really hope it touched somebody else's heart, because it's just, can you believe that you would use someone's kids like that and such a low blow when it has nothing to do with being a president?
Nothing.
You guys, pray for our country. Please, please, double sign. And I'm going to add that on with the words you said, because it's all in one. Pray for us. Can I keep saying pray for us, Gina? Is that okay?
Yes, ask the people to pray for this country.
We need y'all.
Because I felt nasty. I felt like I had to watch it because I needed to know what was going on, and I had so much compassion for Joe as a person, as a father, just as a person. And my whole prayer was that he wasn't going to
get out of character.
He wouldn't exactly. I was praying that he would stay in care, and it takes a strong man, because he took a lot. You know, I mean, he said some stuff too. He got his little licks in here and there, you know. But it was mild compared to some of the low blows that was happening, though. To me, you know what I'm saying? With what he had to deal with, the little stuff that he did get out. You know, I mean, it could have went, if it was anybody else, not Kamala, if Kamala was up there now, we don't know what the heck.
I don't know what would happen, I'm telling y'all right now.
Now, this is going to be an even thing, because Kamala and Penn is going to be the opposite of what we saw yesterday. Trust and believe that.
They are.
I'm convinced of that.
They are. Yeah, they definitely are. And he is really lucky that it wasn't her, because I don't think it would have went down. I think we would have really may have saw some Atlanta Housewives type of situation going on. If he would have talked like that.
Gina.
I'm just trying to make light of it, y'all, because honestly, it's really sad and embarrassing. You know, I couldn't even admit that my husband is not American. So for him to be watching, I'm like, Lord, I can't believe, I'm sorry you married an American woman. I promise we don't all feel like this.
I'm sorry. It was sad. But yeah, you guys pray for us. We got something for you because Gina G brought the Trinity. We're getting ready to transition because DJ Dave Spivey, he's got his gospel house mix. Ooh,
that's really why
we need
I
that right
that's
now.
Really
Come on,
why
Gina,
I
let's get it. Let's get it. We're ready for that right now, Doug. Thank you. This is going to be fun.
A dead church. They didn't believe in dancing. They didn't believe in speaking in other tongues. Oh, it was Sunday morning. They opened the doors of that old dead church. Dancing all around.
honey. Climb every mountain.
Girl!
I never even heard that song like that before.
Girl, Dave Spivey. Oh, my goodness.
Spivey, that's it. Oh. That's it. That's it right there.
Oh, my God. My mind is blown. That all of it was so good. But that towards that end, with that right before, for every month,
Yep. That got me. And then I found myself doing my shoulders. I said, wait a minute. I'm supposed to feel this good. Okay.
I know. It was a moment, right? I thought it was. You felt it too? Boy,
it was.
That
kind of mountain. That was, I liked it.
And do you know he says that he has, like, he plays like five songs at one time. Like, he's doing five songs, he says. And he got to do it really fast. Oh, man. He got it on his Instagram link. Y'all go follow him now. He's at DJ Spivey. Let me see. I want to make sure I get it right because y'all need to go and follow my friend. He is a part of this show. I love it. DJ_Spivey_radio. Go and follow him now. DJ_Spivey_radio. Okay, well, we got to get into In His Presence. We're ready for that right now because after we done got hype, now we just need to chill. Yep. So Minister Nicole Atkinson has this In His Presence.
Hello, and welcome to September's devotional, In His Presence. I'm so excited to be with you today. And if I had to title this devotional, it would be called The Process. Today, I'll be reading from Psalms 23 and 4. And it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, thy comfort me. Isn't that just beautiful to know that though we walk through challenging times, that his rod and his staff, it comforts us? As we walk through the valley of shadow of death, we shall fear no evil. That's what it says. Yes, on this journey called life, we walk through our process, releasing dead things in our spirits. I call this the shadow of death, breaking free of dead things that hinder our purposes. The Father says, fear no evil. Our Father is always on the journey with us. He is a lamp to our feet. When we become uncomfortable, the Lord comforts and keeps us moving forward to usher us into our destinies. Can I share with you? I realize that we all must go through a process when we accept Christ in our hearts. When I first accepted Christ, I was a happy new believer, eager to learn and share the gospel with everyone. I thought all my troubles were over. Oh boy, was I wrong. I didn't know about the process we must endure and continue to endure as we walk with Christ. There are spiritual layers that must be removed to walk with God, faithfulness. We have been preconditioned to operate in the world system. And when we accept Christ, we become new creatures, but we still need to be processed. You say, processed from what? From old patterns, beliefs, and behaviors. I was visiting my previous church in Maryland, and the visiting minister, Apostle Michael Scott, spoke these words over me. He said, you're powerful, but you need to be cut one more time. What did he mean by that? You're powerful, but you need to be cut one more time. I didn't quite understand what that meant until a few years later. If you cut something, you are creating an opening. That opening can release what's inside. I believe the cutting the apostle was referring to was the releasing of the internal hurt and fear that had plagued me for years. I needed to be pruned and purged from years of wrong thinking. I was going through the shadows of spiritual death, allowing the old nature to die so the new could come forth. I needed to be cut by God. He was preparing me to be able to move in my purpose. I guess I question you guys today. Can you allow God to cut you without fear of letting go? What internal or external hurts are you holding on to? And are you ready to die to self so that you and your purpose can come forth? I know these are some challenging questions. They may not even be challenging, but some thought-provoking questions in a devotional. But really, it's all a part of the process. The process of walking in the new creature that God has made you. When you accepted Him, it will be a continual process until we see Him in glory. So all the challenges that we see today and face, we know that we're walking through the shadow of death. But we fear no evil. Things are dying around us. Old natures, old habits, old thinking, they're dying away so that the new could come forth. The beauty of it is His rod and His staff is comforting you. And you don't have to fear. Yes, you will make mistakes. But you don't have to fear. Yes, it may seem challenging, but you don't have to fear. Just know that you're going through the process, that you're growing and that you're developing. And as long as you remain and understand that, you'll be just fine. So listen, I truly enjoyed sharing with you today. So remember, this journey is a process. I truly enjoyed my time with you today. I look forward to sharing with you again. Until then, if you're interested in reaching out to me, you can reach me on Facebook at Nicole Atkinson. Also on Twitter at Nicole_Atkinson. Instagram at Nick_Purpose. As always, know that I'm cheering for you. And God bless you.
Oh, that was good.
God bless.
Yes, that was a good
one. You know what I like about her, Gina? Her voice.
Yeah.
Her voice just puts me right, you know, it just sets the tone for everything that she's saying, everything she's getting ready to say. And I just love when we get her back.
I know, I love her segment. So you got, because we only got a couple of seconds, I want to talk about some of the things that's going on in our world so they can follow you. Yeah, tell everybody you got this show, you're on here, you got the Funny Fit, or Fit and Funny, you got the coffee in the morning, and you got
Chit Chat. I just feel like God has put all of my favorite things. It's like He's giving me my favorite people and favorite things to do at one time. So I get to be, the world gets to see me. I love myself. I love the Lord. I'm gotten into fitness over the past couple of months. And my friend Vince, he's got this thing, Melanin Espresso, where it's just 15 minutes on Monday morning of just pure energy. It's just like whatever a shot of espresso does to you, which is supposed to just wake you up. That's on Monday. On Facebook and YouTube. And then, of course, I am with my sister on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, which I have to, I don't even discuss that right now. Then I'm working out on Wednesday morning. Then Thursday I have my show, and that's it. So God got me busy at home. I like it.
I
don't have to be in front of nobody, you know. I'm busy at home.
I know. It's just been such a blessing to just see how productive and how much you can do at home. You know what I'm saying? It's just been such a wonderful weekend for me. My first time preaching overseas through virtual, the virtuality Friday healing meeting was in Pakistan. That was amazing with Pastor Yanis. I love this. This is a new venture out here now that God is doing, and I'm super excited about that. I'll be preaching at his ministry again this Friday. And so God is moving. I had a vision that God was going to be doing a lot of ministries and cell groups and tents, that, you know, a lot of things are going to be restored and replenished. So God is definitely moving. So that was a great experience right there, to have an interpreter and all of that stuff. And then for it to be in Pakistan, because, you know, they're a Muslim country. And so for them to even be believing in Jesus and meeting, having meetings is quite a risk for them. And so just be keeping them up in prayer. This is my church in Pakistan. Also, because for those that don't know, I'm an ordained apostle, and Pastor Giannis has asked me, and I've prayed about it, and I've come on to be the overseer of that ministry. So that just happened. Yeah, that just happened. Yeah, it just, it's like, it's just, everything is just so amazing how God, and it's so funny, Gina, because God had me praying for, Pakistan was one of the countries that God had me praying for. Like out of the blue, like maybe a month ago, he told me to get a map of the globe, and he told me, had led me to these different countries overseas to pray for, you know, I'm just thinking, praying for him, you know what I mean? You know, but I'm going to tell you, partnership is very important, because I'm telling you, when God leads you to partner with someone, you should go ahead and do it, because you never know that anointing or that on those people, that those people or that organization that you're sowing into, God is really having you sow into it, because you'll bear fruit from that. So, you know, if that makes sense. So, you know, your labor is not in vain. And I sow in a ministry that's heavily influencing Pakistan with bigger churches and things like that. And I never thought that this would happen for me, but God's, you know, is doing it, and it's legit, and it's all God, and you know, people's lives are being changed over there, and it's just a blessing. So, just be open to whatever God has for you, and just everything is going good. So, listen, I want you guys, I can go on. This is a wonderful weekend. Yeah. We had Yom Kippur this month, which was past Sunday through Monday, which was amazing. But listen, I want you guys to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny, and we love you over here on Dr. Gina's Radio.
Yes, we are.
Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio. Dr. Gina's Radio.